Introducing the new album, Sounds of San Diego, featuring all-time tracks like Beachside Bliss. And don't forget about the buzz of Big City Cruisin'.
Cheers!
Ever tasted sound? Throw on Calibaja and hear for yourself.
Mm.
All these happy sounds and more are waiting for you in San Diego. Visit sandiego.org today. Call now and receive the bonus track, funded in part by the San Diego Tourism Marketing District Assessment Funds.
Time for a quick break to talk about McDonald's. Here's an offer you don't want to miss. For just $3, treat yourself to a Krispy Kreme donut, like their irresistible chocolate donut with sprinkles, and an any size hot coffee or refreshing iced tea. Just three. Whether you're fueling up for the day or just taking a sweet break, this deal is for you. Price and participation may vary. Offer valid December 10th through April 30th, 2025 at participating McDonald's while supplies last. Krispy Kreme and associated trademarks used under license. Copyright 2024 KKDC. Copyright 2024 McDonald's.
Ray Foley on Today FM.
Because this is Tell Me I'm Wrong. We need your judgment. We need your opinions. 0874 100 102. The lovely Karen Costner is here.
Hello, hello, hello.
Quick, let's do another one. JP at todayfm.com.
Okay. Hey, Ray. An ex-boyfriend of mine has recently come out as gay and is now engaged. We dated seriously for 2 years a couple of years ago and stayed on good terms after the breakup, which he initiated. Since then, we haven't exactly been best friends, but we do send each other the odd text now and again just to check in. He's always been a bit evasive about his love life since the breakup, but I assumed he was just dating and hadn't met anyone that he was serious about. Then in the last few weeks, I found out he was engaged to a fella. Now, I'm not homophobic, but I am finding it hard to be happy for him and his new relationship. Why are you laughing?
It's like, yeah, every sentence always begins well with, now, I'm not homophobic, but...
I'm not a racist, but... Okay, let me continue.
I'm not homophobic about them, but what's with all these gays? Sorry, go on.
It feels like he lied to me while we were together. I tried to laugh it off when mutual friends have mentioned it, but honestly, I'm a bit embarrassed. I feel like I was made a fool of and wasted 2 years of my life on a guy who clearly saw no future for us together. A lot of time has passed since we separated, but part of me thinks that if he wants to keep in touch with me, I'm owed a serious apology. Tell me I'm wrong.
0874 100 102. What do you think?
Ray Foley on Today FM.
I've got thoughts. I think my thoughts are pretty straightforward, actually. If you've got yours, let's record yourself in. 0874 100 102 on WhatsApp. You want judgment? You want random people you don't know talking, giving their opinion on your life? Hey, JP at todayfm.com. Write it in there for us. The gist of this one, very quickly, is this lady was going out with someone for a couple of years, a guy for a couple of years. They broke up. He broke it off, and then subsequently he has come out as gay, and he's getting married. Presumably he's engaged to be married, presumably to a man. And she, what's her thing? She says she wants an apology. Is that what she feels?
She feels like she's owed an apology for the 2 years that she views as being wasted spent with him.
Owen says this one is a melt, Ray. How about you being there for him? Says Owen. Well, are they friends? Did she say that? They're in touch occasionally, but they're not friends as such, are they?
The odd text has been exchanged, she says.
But that's not like...
check in with one another.
Just in reply to the text from the narcissist there. Yes, you are in the wrong. Wait to make your ex's life-changing decision to come out and get married about you. Hope this helps. From Mike. Emily says, there's so much to say about this, but holy moly, I'll start with, she's not owed anything. This is kind of where I was going to go, right? And his sexuality, yeah, this is exactly what I was going to say. I was going to say that, like, you were in a 2-year relationship that the other person ended. The fact that they came out as gay or whatever else happened is besides the point. It was a relationship that was of its duration. It ended. If anything, actually, the positive that you could find from it is he was gay. And
there's nothing you could do about it.
There was nothing about you.
It
wasn't your personality. It wasn't that, you know, this was a thing that was just never, ever going to work.
But you could also take the other view and say, look, this was 2 years of her life that were based on a false premise because she thought, okay, this could happen with anyone. I suppose there's any reason a relationship could break up. Well, I mean, the fact that he's gay really meant it was never, ever going to work.
But you're...
He didn't know.
This is
it, like.
He wasn't
clear about it when he entered into a relationship with her.
There's no checklist, like. There's no...
Ooh, better check if I'm gay or not before I date this one.
I suppose, look, ultimately she can spend the rest of her life grudging about this, fuming about this, or she can get over it and live a happy life. Do you know what I mean? That's a better way to live your life.
Emily says his sexuality has nothing to do with her anymore. Anonymous says, Ray, I can top that woman. I went out with someone from early 5 years. We talked about getting married, had plans to move in together. We're talking about our future. Then the day she was meant to move in, nothing. After a few days, I left her stuff back to where she was staying. She still wouldn't talk to me. I later found out she had a girlfriend. Thing is, if she's happy, that doesn't matter. But the way things just ended so abruptly still bothers me, if I'm honest. From Anonymous.
Again, that's wow. Every relationship that ends suddenly.
Say that again, what?
That's any relationship that ends suddenly. Like if yeah, well, that's a brutal, doing the dirt with yeah. anyone.
That's a brutal way to end yeah. a relationship.
It's horrendous.
Regardless of who
she was dating.
Yeah. Jesus, that's awful though, yeah. isn't it? I mean, it's a shocker. But similarly...
It wasn't him.
It's a horrible end to a relationship and, again, communication. If she'd been more honest or if she'd said, listen... This is the story. This is what's going on. And I just can't, I haven't been able to find myself to be able to be honest enough. Also, the question I had was did he tell her or did she just find out about it third hand that he'd come out.
She just found out he was engaged. So yeah, it doesn't sound like he flagged it with her.
Yeah, like that. I suppose it doesn't matter who he's getting engaged to. The fact is he's getting engaged to someone else and it's going to hurt. And you are thinking about that time and what could have been. Chippy's giving me a look. 0874.
I'm just thinking, I guess whatever issue I might have, ultimately, this relationship ended a couple of years ago. It's a bit daft for her to expect him to come to her and volunteer an apology for something that happened years ago. I think that's a little bit silly and I think she does need to just get over
She's
it.
She's got to move on, yeah.
She does.
You just got to move on. And that's the most important thing. You will find your own joy.
Yeah.
Elsewhere.
I do think she's wrong looking for an apology now that he's engaged to.
But it's fair enough that she's offended.
Oh, totally.
Hurt about
it. I don't want any of my exes to move on and get married. Thank you very much. I'm very offended by all of them moving on happily. But I do hope that he had a chat with her when he came out, because that is going to be a lot for someone to process. So I hope that chat happened when he broke up and after that, actually, I'm gay. I hope that happened, but I do think she's wrong to be looking for an apology now.
There you go. There's your judgment. We love more. JP@todayfm.com for those emails. Karen Costa, darling, happy new year.
Nice to see you guys.
Ray Foley on Today FM.
NetCredit is here to say yes to a personal loan or line of credit when other lenders say no. Apply in minutes and get a decision as soon as the same day. If approved, applications are typically funded the next business day or sooner. Loans offered by NetCredit or lending partner banks and serviced by NetCredit. Application subject to review and approval. Learn more at netcredit.com/partner. NetCredit. Credit to the people.